Keystone Vocational Services is currently seeking legally blind individuals for federally contracted mailroom career opportunities in Boyers, Pennsylvania. Qualified applicants are those who meet the definition of legal blindness, are United States citizens, natural or documented naturalized, and have a high school diploma or GED equivalent. Applicants must undergo an extensive federal background check, including a credit and criminal background check and drug screen. We offer relocation, housing, and services assistance. Interested applicants should go to www.keystoneblind.org to apply or call 724-734-5079 for further details. Keystone Vocational Services is an equal opportunity employer.
AARP is the nation's largest nonprofit, nonpartisan organization dedicated to empowering Americans 50 and older to choose how they live as they age. With nearly 38 million members, AARP works to strengthen communities and advocate for what matters most to families. With a focus on health security, financial stability, and personal fulfillment, AARP also works for individuals in the marketplace by sparking new solutions and allowing carefully chosen high-quality products and services to carry the AARP name. As a trusted source for news and information, AARP produces the nation's largest circulation publications, AARP the Magazine and AARP Bulletin. Please join us by calling 888-339-5847 or visiting www.aarp.org/blindandbeyond.
Listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show. Get your ears open and get her done.
If you or a loved one is living with low vision or blindness, you need the Low Vision Shop, America's low vision destination. Visit us at thelowvisionshop.com to explore life-changing vision aids curated by a team of specialists with 45 years of experience in the low vision field. At thelowvisionshop.com, you can explore the new LED light-up mobility cane, the blind shell mobile phone with large tactile buttons, a large variety of handheld and video magnifiers, the latest innovative wearable technology, and much more. Use code BVR20 for 10% off your purchase at thelowvisionshop.com. That's thelowvisionshop, all one word, .com.
Free shipping on all domestic orders.
There's no denying it. Everyone is feeling overwhelmed. Life is tough these days. If you are looking for some relief, CBD just may help you manage your stress levels, cope with anxiety, enhance your gut health, and soothe your pain and inflammation. Community Pharmacy's Jeff Ferris, RPH, a pharmacist with over 35 years' experience, has done the research to bring you the highest quality, full-spectrum CBD products on the market. Community Pharmacy carries CBD with the Hemp Authority seal of approval, letting you know that these products are monitored for standardized quality control and third-party tested, ensuring a safer hemp industry. You deserve peace of mind. Try Community Pharmacy CBD products today. Phone in your order at 410-749-2195. Or simply visit thehemphealth.com. Mention the promo code radio to receive a 10% discount off your order.
You are not your diagnosis. A medical chart is not your identity, and vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are, and you are not alone, because we are driven too, to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, an advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures we're finding. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the foundation fighting blindness. Together, we are fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call 1-800-BLINDNESS.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down. But But now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go. And where we'll end up, I don't know.
Welcome
this
back.
Is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. Hope you can call in. Love to hear from you. Phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. If you missed the first hour, you missed a very good hour. Hope you like the second hour. 407-894-1680. We got a lot coming on. I hope Eugene, back to you. You still with us, Eugene?
Yes, I am.
Oh, what do you got to say for yourself, Eugene?
Well, it's another day, another dollar.
There you go.
Yeah. I kind of wish I had a job, but, when you get up in the 70s there and you've worked all your life, you know, you're ready to sit back and take it easy.
Well, it's rough out there now. This world is not the same as I know it.
No.
You know, if you would have told me about a year ago what's going on in this country, I wouldn't have believed it. Tell you something. It's something from the horror movies.
True. The question is, what's next? You know?
Well, I don't want to think about it. What's next? It's always something. And talk about in Florida and talk about very bad hurricanes. Season.
Yeah, I think they predict 18 named storms and 6 to 8 major storms.
Yeah.
I'm ready. I got my generator all set. I got stock up on food and everything, so.
There you go.
I bat down the hatches and stay.
Folks, we're going to go right now to trivia because we might not have that much time later on the show. We might have another one later, possibly. But right now we want to do trivia. And for the folks that are just turning in for the first time, then what's this show all about? Well, we're live from Orlando, Florida. We say we're the bridge between the blind community and the sighted community. And right now we're going to go to trivia. So if you know this song, call in. 407-894-1680. This song, well, if you know it, you sing the song.
Some hope for the future. Some wait for the call to say that the days ahead will be the best of all. We will build bridges up to the sky. Heavenly lights around.
Eugene, you think you know it?
No, I've never heard that song before.
Okay.
Now, what year was that out?
It's not my song. I don't know what year it's out. It's one of Lynn's songs.
Okay.
Lynn, what year was it out? She's not sure either.
She's not sure either? Okay.
But the person who's singing, it's probably going to be somewhere in the 60s or 70s because the entertainer who's singing it came out in the 60s.
No, this song was created for a video, a special video game.
Okay.
A very super, very space age.
His voice is very distinct.
Yeah, and he entered this project because he liked the project about the future, and he thought, you know what, let me participate in this. They asked him, they invited him, and he said yes. So I gave him a hint.
I will give the audience one hint. One hint only.
Don't give it away.
No, don't give it away.
I won't give a hint. Okay.
Notice when it's my song, Eugene Michael says, okay, that's enough.
Yeah, I know. He said, that's enough. Let me give him a hint. Yeah.
He can't grasp any other era than the 50s and 60s.
Well, I like some of the music that's back in the 30s and 40s.
Do you really?
Yeah.
On the 78?
Yep.
Yeah. Okay, so who's singing the song? Anybody know it? 407-894-1680. Chris, anybody calling in?
Well, I had somebody that called in, but they got to wait because they've won recently. So they got to wait. Oh. But she said what she said was, if nobody can get it in and say who it is, she just want to let you know that she know it and she want to tell you exactly who it is.
Okay. Michael's rules are once a month
call in.
Right. So I told her she got to wait. I told her to give us a call back and she just got to hold tight and hold on.
Yeah, 30 days we have to wait for her.
Yeah, but I think she just wanted to call back and let us know that she knew who it was.
Right.
and not collect anything.
Right.
Okay. Who's the voice? Who's singing that song?
Well, I'm gonna tell you exactly who it was because I know who was singing the song.
Barbara Streisand.
All right. No, not Barbara Streisand.
Not quite.
James Brown.
Wait, you made me lose the person I had in mind.
James Brown with an accent. I won't say what country. So.
You're going away.
I was saying.
What country?
I was going to say Bill Weddington. That's a name a lot of people don't know. A professional basketball player.
The fellow singing the song is not an American. He's not an American.
He's Australian.
He's not an American.
I guess I stumped them.
Nobody knows it. Okay. Nobody knows it.
All righty then.
That's it.
Anybody else, Chris? Nobody?
407-894-1680.
All right. Let's go to first-time caller, Westchester, New York. Did I say it right?
Yes.
Westchester, New York. Louise, how you doing?
Okay.
Hi, Louise.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
How did you learn about the show, Louise?
A friend of ours from Florida told us about it.
There you go. Right.
Florida. Okay.
Little birdie.
Okay. Louise.
So you know who's singing?
Wait. Pardon me. Where are you calling? Westchester. Oh, you're Westchester. Okay.
New Rochelle, based in the town of New Rochelle.
Oh, New Rochelle. That's.
Thank God you're healthy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So who do you think
singing that song?
Paul McCartney.
You're
100% right. Paul McCartney.
I didn't ask you, Miss Ring. Quiet.
So you just won yourself a $10 gift card at Subway. Subway.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. Stay on and give Chris your address.
Yeah, see, pay to listen to the Blind Beyond Radio Show.
Oh, thank you. I'll listen some more.
Thanks for
putting
it in.
All right, Louise, hold on. Don't hang up, okay?
Okay.
All right, hold on one moment. Listen, let's go to the phone line because she was trying to get it in. And she said, I know she going to get it, the person that called in. Now, she's back on the phone line for you, Mike. She just want to get at you, Mike. I think you did something to her. Sherry, go ahead, Sherry.
Get on. Hello.
Hi, Sherry.
How are you,
Sherry?
How are you doing, Sherry?
Sherry,
I'm good. Hi, Eugene. It's cool to hear you on the show.
Well, thank you. Yeah. It's been a while since we've seen each other.
A lot. I don't know. Have we ever actually? I've been to a couple of SCB things. Maybe we met.
Yeah, we met. We met.
Oh, okay. Cool. I'm getting older. The memory isn't what it used to be. What else can I say? I need some of that stuff they were advertising.
CBD.
Anyway, I called to give my condolences to Craig and to Maddie's family and to Sheila and the GLCB. And anybody who knew her, Maddie was a very sweet person. We had several phone conversations together, and she was always friendly and kind to me when I was went to the GLCB meeting. So she was an awesome person, and I'll miss her a lot. And that's what I called to say.
Well, thank you for calling
very
in.
Very nice, Sherry. We appreciate you.
Appreciate you calling in.
Sure,
appreciate
it. Craig appreciates
it. All right.
It as well.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Have a good week, everybody.
We're going to go to break, Christopher.
You too.
We're going to go to break. Bye-bye. We'll be right back. You're listening to The Blind. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
listen up, Blind and Beyond Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know?
If you or a loved one is living with low vision or blindness, you need the Low Vision Shop, America's low vision destination. Visit us at thelowvisionshop.com to explore life-changing vision aids curated by a team of specialists with 45 years of experience in the low vision field. At thelowvisionshop.com, you can explore the new LED light-up mobility cane, the blind shell mobile phone with large tactile buttons, a large variety of handheld and video magnifiers, the latest innovative wearable technology, and much more. Use code BBR20 for 10% off your purchase at thelowvisionshop.com. That's thelowvisionshop, all one word, .com.
Free shipping on all domestic orders.
AARP is the nation's largest nonprofit, nonpartisan organization dedicated to empowering Americans 50 and older to choose how they live as they age. With nearly 38 million members, AARP works to strengthen communities and advocate for what matters most to families. With a focus on health security, financial stability, and personal fulfillment, AARP also works for individuals in the marketplace by sparking new solutions and allowing carefully chosen high-quality products and services to carry the AARP name. As a trusted source for news and information, AARP produces the nation's largest circulation publications, AARP the Magazine and AARP Bulletin. Please join us by calling 888-339-5847 or visiting www.aarp.org/blindandbeyond.
During this COVID-19 environment, Duxbury Systems is here for your Braille software needs. We are open and working via telecommuting for technical support, activation questions, orders, etc. We are doing our best to keep the Braille flowing during this stressful period. So it's best to contact us via email. So please write to us at support@duxsys.com. That's support@duxsys.com. Duxbury Systems makes accessible software for translating, transcribing, editing, and baking Braille for about 200 languages. DBT Win and DBT Max support virtually every Braille printer. We also support a number of Braille math codes and even tactile graphics. So visit us at duxsys.com. That's DUXSYS.com. Remember, Duxbury Systems is here for you.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
We're back. We are back. Oh, yeah, we are definitely back. This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. I'm here with Eugene Batke, that's right, and also my wife. My beautiful wife, who puts up with me, Lynn Golder, that's right. We're waiting. Hey, Chris, is our guest ready to come on?
Yes, our guest is on the phone line. We got our good friend from Denver, Colorado right now, Peter. Peter, are you there?
I am here.
Hey, Pete.
Okay.
Hi there.
Hello,
hey,
Peter. I'd like to introduce Peter to everybody in the audience. Peter Kuchiava, and Peter is very, he has an extensive background in accessibility and also as a wellness coach. So, and we'd like, and Peter is going to tell us the difference today about living in Russia as a visually impaired, a visually impaired person versus the United States. So welcome, Peter.
Hi, Peter.
Hey, Peter. Hi, thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for joining us on the air. We appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on.
So, Peter, you mentioned the town that you were from.
Where are you from in Russia?
Sure.
Right. So, originally, I'm from, it's the Soviet Union, but it's technically in Ukraine, and it's a little town called Chernivtsi.
Chernivtsi.
Before we go any further, answer me this question. You said Soviet Union. Isn't Soviet Union Russia?
It was.
Well, it was run by Russian authority, but once the Soviet Union came apart in 1990, Ukraine regained its sovereignty as a nation, as an independent nation.
Oh, okay.
As did the other countries that were a part of the Union.
I looked up your town that you're from. It's just beautiful, and the architecture of the buildings, and just beautiful.
Yeah, it's a very old town. For sure. And it's really close to Romania as well. My mother's Romanian, so I was born on the right there on the cusp. That part of Ukraine at one point was taken over by Romania in a battle that the two had. And then Ukraine eventually took that land back after, I think it was a couple hundred years or so. And so a lot of the town is occupied also by Romanians. So my father happened to find himself a Romanian there.
So being visually impaired in where you lived in Soviet Union. Should I say Soviet Union?
Yeah. Sure.
Okay. What was it like, first of all, in Soviet Union, being visually impaired? Did they have a lot of things like we have here, books and everything else? Audio and a lot of other things like we have here in the United States, or they didn't?
Oh, yeah. I mean, they give everybody $40,000 a month if you're visually impaired. It's wonderful. No, it really is so far behind in so many ways. And I think there's some speed that they're catching up on now. But, you know, at the time when I lived there and moved back there, so... we moved to the U.S. in 91, and then I went back in early 2000s for a few years, sort of on and off, and lived there for a while as well. And I'll tell you, you know, at the time, I thought that I'd move back and stay for good. I was very frustrated with the education system here in the States. We were living in the state of Georgia at the time, so not far above you guys there in Florida. And as I was losing my sight, the education system here in the States really struggled to provide me with the tools that I needed. And the Braille that I was requesting, they were telling me that I needed to go to a blind school to get the Braille education. And I, of course, didn't know what my rights were, and my parents didn't speak any English, so they didn't know what my rights were. So when I went back to Ukraine, I thought I'd really found a way back home and I'd stay there. But as my sight continued to deteriorate, I realized that I was not going to be able to really survive in mainstream society if I stayed in Ukraine. And, you know, I'm glad to get into the sort of the social stigmas around blindness and the public perception there. Here, as an accessibility professional, I talk a lot about disabilities and disability inclusion in the workplace and in social spaces. But, you know, there's really, it's valuable to take a step back and see the progress that has been made here in the States. And yes, there's a lot of work that needs to be done. But when you go back, for me, when I go back home to Ukraine, I really see a more severe gap between where society is there currently and where they need to go in terms of inclusion. So a few examples of that I'll tell you are, If you're picking up a we call marshruki, they're the buses that travel that pick people up, sort of like public transportation, but they're typically run by independent contractors that have their own vans. And those drivers can stop or not stop if they wish. They're independent drivers. And if they typically see a person with a disability, wheelchair, white cane, anything like that, they'll just leave you behind. They'll pass you up or ask you to get off the bus because they're not wanting to take the liability of dealing with a person with a disability. They feel like that automatically makes them a liability. Now, that's assuming that you're out in public as a person with a disability. A lot of people, now, I'm going to back up for a minute and tell your listeners a little bit about my story. I was born just before the nuclear power plant explosion happened in Chernobyl. And so my sight loss happened as a result of that incident. And individuals that were my age that were affected by the nuclear disaster were institutionalized. And it's not isolated just to that group of people. The institutionalization has been happening and continues to happen across the board and across disability types. The public perception around people with disabilities is one of pity at best, and embarrassment is common, and so people give their children up to these institutions. And I read an article recently that said that still until this day, these children that end up in these institutions are likely to stay there for the duration of their life. And what's ended up happening to others, you know, that were born around the same time I was and were affected by the nuclear power plant explosion, those children grew up in institutions and from what I've been reading, in some cases have mated with others in these institutions and bore children. And so now the children of the victims, if you will, are also being raised in institutions because they've got nowhere to go. In some cases, they're out for adoption. In other cases, they stay and are raised also in those institutions. So it's really a way to build a wall and place people with disabilities behind that wall. I don't remember the name of the writer who sort of sarcastically joked that the Soviet Union doesn't have people with disabilities because they're so finely tucked away from the line of sight of the public. And so obviously when something like that is mainstream practice, you're not going to see a massive rush toward accessibility and inclusion in the workplace or education or technology. And so the standards just aren't the same. I can't get the same level of independence back home that I can here. And that's just a fact. I can pull up two handfuls of apps that can allow me to navigate from Denver to the edges of Florida entirely independently. I travel a lot for work throughout the year. Of course, during the COVID period, we're all working from home and doing remote conferencing. But I travel a lot typically throughout the year. And I have to do that alone. I have to be able to travel and do my job and give my presentations, get back to the airport, back home, entirely independently. And thanks to a whole number of innovative solutions that are out in the market, I can do that. And I'm grateful for it. And that's why I'm back here in the States. It's why I came back and acquired a U.S. citizenship and said, this is my home. This is the place that's going to give me the accessibility I need. But that really happened after I came back and educated myself about my rights and discovered the resources available to me and started utilizing those resources to gain my independence.
Eugene?
Which, yes, I'm here.
You want to ask Peter any questions?
Yeah. Hey, Peter, glad to have you as a U.S. citizen, and we've met once before. A long time ago.
Yes, Eugene, I remember. I do.
Yeah. Yeah, how was it how's the weather over there when you were growing up as a kid? Did it snow a lot during the winter or
did you have Well, you know, we would build our homes a little bit higher up off the ground to keep the windows away from the ground as the snow rose through the winter. It would get really cold, but I'll tell you, those summers, they can get hot enough to make you want to peel your skin off. It's like those Florida summers. So the weather's kind of extreme. It has a big swing.
All right. Now, you said you, how old were you when you first started losing your vision?
I was about 8, almost 9, yeah, around that age.
And how did your parents take that? I imagine that was a big shock for them.
Right. Well, you know, as I mentioned, back home in Eastern Europe, across Russia, the common perception of people who are blind or have other disabilities is not very equal. And so as my parents started finding out about my vision loss, they panicked and feared that I was, as my father called it, an invalid that they would have to care for the rest of my life. And it was just very difficult. And so it very quickly got swept under the rug, really, until I was in my 20s and I finally opened up to them about how blind I really was. And I spent a really large part of my adolescence and teenage years masquerading as a more sighted person than I really was for that reason.
Did you know, before you came to this country, did you know other visually impaired people?
No, before you came to this country? Not. I had never met another blind person or visually impaired person in my life.
That's funny.
Really,
thing,
not
myself.
Until I was
I lived in this country, and 18. I didn't know I was. When I was sighted, I didn't know any visually impaired person either.
You were courageous, that's for sure. You just picked up and you just came all by yourself.
I thought he came with his parents.
Oh, you came with your parents?
I did. Yeah, I moved to Denver.
With your parents?
Alone later. Yeah. So I moved here with my parents, and then in the early 2000s, I went back alone to Ukraine.
I see.
And then came back to the States.
And your parents stayed here?
My parents, yep, they're still in the metro Atlanta area there.
Oh, okay.
Oh, your parents live in Georgia.
I hope they're well.
They're doing okay. You know, they're not affected by the COVID thing.
Good.
My father is sort of in the care of my siblings there. My father has pretty advanced dementia, so his mental wellness isn't so sharp these days, but my mother seems to be doing fine, and she's helping to care for him as well.
You have brothers and sisters?
I do. I have one brother and 4 sisters. None of them are blind. Oh, that's the next question.
Are you the youngest or the oldest?
I'm the bubba. I'm right in the middle.
Oh, okay.
Isn't that what you guys call it down there in the South, the bubba?
The bubba?
I've never heard that expression.
I've heard of the bubba, but I didn't know about being fat.
No. Bubba means father.
And then there's
bubba, they told me in the South, meant middle child.
Huh.
That's what we say, the middle child. If anybody has any questions for Peter, please call in.
If you have any questions for Peter, you want to call in, 407-894-1680. If you have any question for him living in Russia, Soviet Union, or the U.S.
And should make you appreciate what we have here, that's for sure, versus in Europe.
Yeah, a lot of people don't realize that you know, people that are blind in these other countries, that they don't have what we do over here.
Oh, absolutely. Although in England, I think we take very good care of the vision.
Yeah.
You know, I love to travel, and one of the things that I've been able to discover in my travels is really how people take care of their disability communities of all types. And one of the things that I was really surprised to see when I went to Spain is that their entire lottery system, those of you out there that play the lottery, you know that those funds typically go towards some sort of, if it's a state lottery, it goes to some state institutions or organizations or whatnot. If it's a federal lottery, maybe something on the national level. But in Spain, all of the lottery money goes to helping blindness inclusion across the country.
Wow.
And so very, very specifically. So every dollar goes to making sure that, you know, Braille is being built out at the subway stations, and making sure that tickets for the blind and visually impaired at sight-oriented places are entirely free. It's just a very inclusive experience, and I think that while we should pat ourselves on the back of what we've been able to accomplish here, we should also learn from countries like that about what means we can use to do things right and even better.
Listen, I got two callers who have a question for you, Peter, on the phone line. First-time caller, Lady P from Orlando, Florida. Lady P, you there?
Hi, I am. How are you?
Good, good. You have a question?
I do. Hi, Peter. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
Good. I wanted to give you a call. I'm really enjoying the show, everyone. And Peter, I just wanted to. I don't want to pity you, as you mentioned earlier, or make you feel like But I wanted to just call and say that I think I just really appreciate your conversation and what you've said. And I've got some girlfriends from college that were for one in particular who is no longer here. She's in heaven, I'm sure. But she was also a Ukrainian resident, born resident, and spoke a lot about Ukraine, taught us a lot about, you know, the country, as we dialogued and hung out and spent time together. And I just really love what you said about, how you have had, why you chose to come to America and why you chose America as your home, and how you and others that are disabled or vision impaired, how you are viewed by the standards over in that country, and how just knowing your rights and gaining independence and establishing yourself was the most important thing. And we all do know and acknowledge that the Disabilities Act is large, and it is something that we can't ignore as a country. And I just wanted to ask you a question. Because I do see some sort of parallel there with those that are disabled and those that are that also have disparity, racial disparities in particular, what we're seeing and hearing about in the media. And I want to get your opinion on kind of how have you ever found yourself kind of taking an empathetic side with those that you know that you can certainly say, yeah, that disparity is there for a reason, and it's there because, of the underlying statement.
Yeah, that's a great question. I really appreciate you asking that. The answer, I think, in short, is a definite and resounding yes. The greater explanation beyond that really is that there are similarities in movements that seek to bring equality to any group of people, any minority group of people. A movement to bring equality to that group is going to look similar, right? There are underlying common denominators that are shared, and those denominators are we are marginalized as individuals with regard to certain rights, whether it's coming into a restaurant, right? A person who uses a wheelchair can't even move their way into a restaurant that has steps, right? A person who's blind can't fill out a slip independently in a restaurant. Right. Or, and thank God we're not seeing this anymore, but the accounts of some of my older friends who are talking about what it was like to be blind, decades before I was born, we're talking about a blatant, no, you cannot come into this movie theater because you won't be able to get out safely if it's on fire. You're a liability.
Right?
There's blatant discrimination there. And so we've moved very far with the ADA and other policies that essentially create that leveling playing field and say, no, these are people that deserve a right to live and socialize and be in society, right? So
right.
There's almost a 100% overlap in the essence of the movement. The only difference is really what is the marginalizing factor? Is it skin color? Is it disability? Good. Or
right.
is it gender? Or one of those
right.
kind of things. But the essence of the movement is exactly the same. So absolutely, you know, when I moved to the States, we're talking about the early 90s. This is the Cold
wow.
War sort of coming to an end, and there's not a very positive perception of people who were Russian,
mm-hmm.
right? And particularly mm-hmm. in areas that are really nationalist-minded, right? And so as we came into the States, it was hostile for us. And
right.
the people that reached out and sympathized or empathized with us the most and created community with us tended to be those who were marginalized, either from the
wow.
black community that was there in Georgia or maybe people from, you know, other countries. And so those were the people that I
wow.
befriended and came to understand. And as my sight continued to deteriorate, I learned about the sort of common experiences that we're having as we try to incorporate ourselves into the work world and social world are really the same.
Wow.
Hey, Lady P, thank you so much. We got
thank
another caller on the phone line that want to get in real quick before we go to break.
Thank you so much. Thank you,
thank
Peter.
You
all take care.
Thank you for the question.
Thank you for calling, Patsy.
God bless.
Who's the
nurse
is calling in? Who's the person calling in?
It's the one and only Sherry who has a question for Peter.
Sherry?
Yes.
Sherry.
Hi, Peter.
Hi.
Sherry.
Oh, it's
Sherry. Real quick question. You said you're living in Colorado currently, correct? Is that correct?
That's correct.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
My question is, are you involved in any advocacy or consumer organizations? For the visually impaired?
Yes.
Or blind?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I guess in short, I've teamed up with a number of organizations out in this area. I think that all of them are doing some great work depending on what they're focused on. And so I want to be an ally to all of them that are seeking to bring equality for the blind.
That's awesome. That's awesome. That was my question. And thank you for talking with us. And I really learned a lot. Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Sherry, for calling in. Okay. Appreciate it.
All right. Bye-bye.
And thank you, Peter, so much for calling in today. We loved having you. We have to go to break. But thank you so much for calling in and let us know about the two countries. We loved it.
Yeah, hey, Peter,
thank
next time
so
we
much.
See each other,
thank
lunch
you.
Is on me.
Oh, boy.
I look forward to it, Eugene. I can't wait. And I'm sorry I didn't get a chance to see you recently.
Yeah.
But I've been down there,
well,
but it didn't work out.
We'll catch up again.
Thank you, Peter.
Thank you, Peter,
very
so much.
Informative. We appreciate
thank you so much.
Well.
Stay well. God bless. We're going to go to break. Don't go away. We'll be right back with the Blind and Beyond radio show.
During this COVID-19 environment, Duxbury Systems is here for your Braille software needs. We are open and working via telecommuting for technical support, activation questions, orders, etc. We are doing our best to keep the Braille flowing during this stressful period. So it's best to contact us via email. So please write to us at support@duxys.com. That's support@duxsys.com. Duxbury Systems makes accessible software for translating, transcribing, editing, and baking Braille for about 200 languages. DBT Win and DBT Max support virtually every Braille printer. We also support a number of Braille math codes and even tactile graphics. So visit us at duxsys.com. That's duxsys.com. Remember, Duxbury Systems is here for you.
For more than 60 years, AARP has focused on upending negative aging stereotypes, developing products and services, and widening opportunities at every age. We have been serving our members and society as a whole by creating positive social change through advocacy and information. The nearly 38 million members of AARP stand for generations and reflect a wide variety of attitudes, cultures, and lifestyles. Each day, we build on our history of solutions to fight for and equip each individual to live their best lives. Please join us by calling 888-339-5847 or visit www.aarp.org/blindandbeyond.
You are not your diagnosis. A medical chart is not your identity, and vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are, and you are not alone, because we are driven too, to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, an advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures we're finding. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the foundation fighting blindness. Together, we are fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call 1-800-BLINDNESS.
There's no denying it. Everyone is feeling overwhelmed. Life is tough these days. If you are looking for some relief, CBD just may help you manage your stress levels, cope with anxiety, enhance your gut health, and soothe your pain and inflammation. Community Pharmacy's Jeff Ferris, RPH, a pharmacist with over 35 years' experience, has done the research to bring you the highest quality, full-spectrum CBD products on the market. Community Pharmacy carries CBD with the Hemp Authority seal of approval, letting you know that these products are monitored for standardized quality control and third-party tested, ensuring a safer hemp industry. You deserve peace of mind. Try Community Pharmacy CBD products today. Phone in your order at 410-749-2195. Or simply visit thehemphealth.com. Mention the promo code radio to receive a 10% discount off your order.
World Services for the Blind now offers programs for young people who are blind or visually impaired, including the Essential Workplace Skills Series. The Essential Workplace Skills Series is intended for transitional age youth and young adults who are about to enter the workforce, as well as adults with little to no real work history. It is designed to build an essential foundation of skills needed to be successful in today's workplace. The Essential Workplace Skills Series addresses the soft skills that employers are seeking in their employees while taking their consumer through the process of finding and securing a job that they desire and are qualified for. Our goal at WSB is to provide our consumers with a customized employment program that will allow each of them to achieve their goal. To learn more about our youth programs or to begin the admissions process, visit us online at wsblind.org.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
We're back. Yeah, definitely back. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. And I'm here with Eugene Batke. I'm here with Lynn Golder. And we are definitely back. By the way, we're going to go right now to trivia. This was a great group. Listen who's singing this song. Tell me who's singing this song. 1680. That's 407-894-1680. Who is singing this song? A great song and a great group. Who's singing it?
You're trying hard not to show it, but baby, baby, I love it. You lost my love feeling. Oh, I love you.
singing.
All right.
Okay, Chris.
Listen, we got us another caller on the phone line who's been trying to get in all night. Boy, he said it's hard getting in, and this phone line has been hot. One of our good friends, our co-host here at the station, the one and only Gary. Gary, are you there?
Hey, everybody.
Hey,
hello, Gary. Eugene.
Hey, how you doing?
Welcome to our show. Good to hear you on. Instead of, you know, you're in my seat tonight, but Eugene and I, we are actually Navy brothers, and we both belong to BVA, and we both belong to the VIST program, which we get all our equipment from them, and thank God for that. But Eugene, welcome to the show, and I wanted to send my condolences to Maddie. She was a very good dear friend of mine, and I wanted to mention that she always loved to come to my house. We had, even though we had a celebration of life for Patty Land, she was here. She's always been here for the swim cookout parties that she always enjoyed so very, very much, and the Christmas parties we put on here at my house. So my condolences to Maddie, and good wishes, you know, for Craig to get along and get through this procedure and give him strength to do that. I know it's tough and hard. So that's what I want to say there, Michael, then.
Thank you for calling, Gary. Thank you so much for calling.
You take it easy, Gary.
Keep
safe. Okay. We'll talk to you guys later. Thank you very much for taking my call tonight.
So, Eugene, anything you want to add, Eugene?
Yeah. If you're not doing anything, go to the ACB website or to the FCB website, find out about the calendar of events, and join some of the Zoom meetings. They'll keep you entertained. You get to meet people all throughout the United States, even people in Hawaii or Australia, even people over in England. You know, it's a good place to make new friends and, you know, to have a good time. I want to thank you and Mike and Lynn for having me on the show, and Chris,
well, you're
too.
Quite welcome. Great having you.
Absolutely. I remember when you came to the studio in person.
Yeah,
I do too. I remember them wings. They were good.
Yeah. I know, they're the best. I know. Now you're making me salivate.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I need to order some.
Hey, Chris, any callers for that last trivia?
No, not yet. Give me one moment.
Nobody. I can't believe.
Not yet.
I can't believe. That song, I cannot believe it. Number one song, the group was, oh, my gosh. That was a great group.
Oh, I'm sure.
407-894-1680. 407.
Okay, let me call that number. Let me call that number.
I cannot believe it.
Okay, so we do have one, and I don't know if she's eligible or not, though.
Oh, I don't have the book in front of me.
Okay, so let's go out here on a limb, because if it wasn't for her, we wouldn't have what we're having tonight on the Zoom conference call. So let's talk with our good friend, the one and only Dr. Sheila Young. Well, let me just say Sheila Young.
I appreciate that.
I thought she was a preacher.
I love that song. That is one of my favorite songs. It's the Righteous Brothers. So.
Absolutely right. Yay, the Righteous Brothers. I can't believe nobody else called you besides you.
I cannot believe. If I'm not eligible, I don't care.
Oh, you're eligible.
You're eligible. 407-894-168. All those people didn't call that number. Shame, shame, shame. That was a great song. Everybody should have known that. The Righteous Brothers. Yep. And you just won yourself a $10 gift card from Subway.
And don't worry about that. So thank you, guys. Have a good night.
You too, Sheila.
That was a great group.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would have won. I knew who it was.
You know it was, huh?
Yeah.
I thought it was Sammy Davis Jr. I'm sorry.
Oh, come on. You know better than that, Chris. Yeah. You ain't fooling anybody.
Righteous, brother.
So, Chris, you keeping busy?
Yeah, a little bit too busy over here with this new system we're working with.
Oh, geez.
So, it's going to pan out, and it's going to work out. Also, you know, in spite of everything that's going on around us, still trying to stay safe, with all these protests that are taking place, listen, go home. I'm not knocking what's going on. I understand why everybody mad, frustrated, and upset, but we are in the middle of a pandemic, and we can't open up this economy back, you know, by us going out here looting and tearing up our communities and our neighborhood. So, you know.
Amen.
If you're going to go out and you want to demonstrate, by all means, do it. But
come on, let's just do it peacefully until we can get past this pandemic, and then we can make other things shake. There's other ways to make things shake, and that's just where I'm at. I'm mad and frustrated.
I heard Martin Luther King's son, his oldest son, was on television today, and I was listening to him, and he said his father would not have liked all the looters.
No, he wouldn't. Because we're tearing up our neighborhoods, we're tearing up our communities that we live in. So, come on, let's just try to do something righteous and safely. Safely is the main key, because you got to go back home. You're gonna go back home. You're gonna rest in your household, and you don't know who you done came in contact with, dealing with this COVID situation, and that's your life on the line.
Amen, Chris.
Yeah, couldn't say it any better.
So, on that note, I'd like to remind everybody, hopefully you'll eat. All right, don't say goodnight yet.
We're an hour behind.
Joey sneezes she always sneezes. Joey farts. Oh, boy, 2 hours, and it's hard to keep them quiet. Joey barks when Michael sneezes. But I wanted to remind everybody to join us next week, same time. And co-host Gary Sinclair will be joining us. And if you would like to know how to go for a virtual bike ride, well, Dave White, who's president of the Blind Stokers Club in San Diego, California, will tell you all about it. That's going to be a lot of fun. He'll be calling in next week. So thank you.
Well, thank you all for joining us tonight.
And you, Dean?
I don't know about anybody else, but I enjoyed the show tonight. I don't know anybody else, but I enjoyed it. I hope, Eugene, hope you enjoyed it.
I enjoyed it, too, and appreciate having me on.
You're more than welcome. And Lynn?
Yes.
I hope you enjoyed.
I did.
Good.
I did.
Yeah.
And thank you to Sheila for helping us coordinate. And thank you, Chris, as always.
And thank you all. And please, I'm sure we'll all remember Maddie.
Absolutely.
Stay well. Be well. And don't forget, don't go away. We'll be right back in 1 week, the same time, same place.
Love you all. Be well.
Love you all. Be well.
All right. Y'all take care.
Good night.
Good night.
Us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and we're